各位弟兄姐妹，早安。
Good morning。
我恐怕我在这里讲英文，他用中文翻译，你们都不知道，其实他会英文呢、啊。
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just giving her a hard time if you don't. We are delighted to be here this morning. The reason I'm a Christian is because I learned that this book has valuable things to know for life.
因为我后来我成为基督徒以后，我发觉到这本神的话，这本圣经呢，真的是有我能够得到生命中的很多的答案。
And so we're looking at some verses today that give us some incredibly practical ideas about how to live.
今天早上呢，我的讲道呢，我希望我们大家一来看呢，圣经里面真的有很多很实际的，可以告诉我们我们应该怎么过生活。
Part of the inspiration for what I'll be saying is from a particular book I would love for you all to read if you haven't.
所以呢，今天早上我们要来看的是这么一卷书。
The ideas I got were from this book by Dallas Willard. It's called The Divine Conspiracy. If you haven't read it, find a chance, take a look at it.
我今天早上要读的就来讲的这篇道呢，是我看了一本书呢，给我的一些的看见哈，就是。该怎么去来表达我所要讲的，就是一本书，英文书叫做Divine Conspiracy。
What do you think about Jesus?
你觉得耶稣是怎么样一个人？
Do you think of Jesus as kind of like a 1960s UC Santa Barbara radical walking the streets with long hair and dirty and saying maybe sometimes brilliant things here and maybe something ridiculous over there and he just goes and says that and then says that as he walks the streets?
你觉得耶稣是不是像我们一般有一些人想的就像是在Santa Barbara 的一这样子的一个这么一个人60年代的嬉皮他呢就是很对人生呢很无所谓，有时候讲这样的话，有时候讲那样子的话，好像都就没有什么道理。
Sometimes I'm afraid because of the long hair and the robe that we often picture Jesus as, that we think of him that way and we think of his teaching as maybe here's a precious thought here and here's a precious thought over there.
那对这个这样的一个很出世的人呢，好像他留了长发，穿着长袍，他讲的话呢，好像有的时候讲的很有道理，有的时候又一点道理都没有。
Especially the verses we're looking at today.
那就像我们今天要来看的这一段经文一样。
It may seem to us that Jesus gives a little proverb here, a little suggestion over there.
那我们来看的这个经文呢，好像有的时候耶稣会给我们这边有给一些建议，那边也给点建议。
But what I want us to see today is that these verses all go together.
其实这些耶稣所讲的每一句话，每一段话，都可以连在一起的。
Actually, we're choosing a small passage from a longer passage.
其实我们今天所要讲的呢，是在耶稣的一个长篇的讲道之一。
And we're choosing a part near the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
就是耶稣的登山宝训呢，他的这一段话呢，是已经在他登山宝训的末段了。
And if we look at Matthew chapters 5-7, we're going to see Jesus puts together a brilliant argument.
其实我们要再看这个马太福音是从第五章开始看呢，耶稣呢，就是说很聪明的哈，很有洞见的呢，来把他所要表达的呢，到最后要表达出来。
And he builds a beautiful case for this is how you live in the kingdom of God.
他把我们人应该怎么样就是能够活在一个天国式的这生活里面呢，他把它表现出来。
And if we study the sermon carefully,
所以当我们来仔细地读这些经文
we'll see that Jesus is not some hippie throwing out a brilliant idea there and another one over there.
所以我们就看到了耶稣不是我们所想象的像那个嬉皮一样他随便怎么讲。
But he knows the human heart, and he starts at the core of the darkness, and he builds a case, piece by piece by piece, for how we can be transformed and live a kingdom life.
耶稣其实他真正能够了解我们人，真正能够了解我们的人心的，他一步一步的来告诉我们，应该怎么样过一个天国式的生活。
And so we're looking at this particular passage, which is talking about what relationships would look like in the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们要看的这段经文呢，是耶稣告诉我们在天国式里面的人跟人之间的关系应该是怎么样。
And I pray that what we have to say, or what Jesus has to say this morning, can be transformative in our life.
所以呢，希望我们今天看到耶稣讲这段话呢，这段话真的是能够我们能够被耶稣改变。
If we're a parent, this message is for us.
如果我是做父母的，希望这一段的经文。
If I have a spouse, this message is for us. How do I live in the kingdom?
如果我们是结了婚的，我们是作为一个配偶的，我们应该用这个经文怎么样来做一个好配偶？
And so you'll find I'm very courageous to talk about family and marriages within the kingdom of God as I stand here together with my own wife, who knows I don't always live up to these standards. I have to confess at the very beginning.
所以你看，我其实是很大胆的。今天在我旁边就站着我的太太，可是我要来做，来这样子讲这么一篇道，就该怎么样做个好配偶。So
let's look at these verses. Here's a famous verse that we all often know or we have memorized.
其实我们今天看的这个经文呢，是我们常常看到的，甚至我们也把它背下来过。And
it says to us, "Do to others what you would have them do to you."
也就是在这第十二节，是我们常常听到、常常看到的。所以，无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。We
often look at that verse in isolation.
这一句话呢，我们常常是在一个看到它是一个单独应用的时候。But
what I hope today is we're going to put it into the context of verses 1 through 12.
其实我们今天来看这个很有名的这句话，我们要把它放在前面的1到11节一起来看这个经文。And
what we're going to find, let's go to the next slide. What we're going to find, a universal practice.
现在呢，我们要来看到就是说我们一个普遍的真理是怎么样。
This is something we all do, but it's something that we don't want anybody to do to us.
这就是我们呢常常做的，就是我们不要别人这么对我们。
But I still do it to you, and you do it to me. Why do we do that? Jesus starts there.
耶稣就是这么问我们，我们不喜欢人这么待我们，为什么我们还是用同样的方法来待别人呢？
And so let's look, Jesus talks about a universal practice, a practice the way we usually, the way we often treat one another. And again, he's Jesus, he knows us to the core. And when we look at this, I think you might say, hey, that is me.
所以当耶稣，他真的是能够知道人性的，他知道我们人常常就这样彼此对待，是我们所不愿意别人对待我们的这种方式来对待别人。
Verses 1 and 2, do not judge, or you too will be judged, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
第七章的第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Do you like to be judged?
你喜不喜欢被人家批评，被人家论断？
I don't think so. So why do we use that? Why do we do that to other people?
既然你不喜欢被人家批评，不喜欢被人家论断，那你为什么还要去批评别人、论断别人呢？
But wait a minute. I have children.
但是我想说，我有孩子。And
sometimes children need to be corrected. Sometimes they're doing the wrong thing.
孩子们确实有的时候需要被我们纠正，因为有时候他们会做错事情。Even
sometimes your spouse may sometimes be doing the wrong thing and may need correction.
有的时候我的配偶也会做错事情，也需要被我纠正。So
doesn't Jesus understand that sometimes it might be good to judge somebody?
所以难道耶稣不明白吗？有的时候我们是需要去批评别人、论断别人、纠正别人吗？
Jesus is ahead of us.
耶稣了解。
So let's look at the next verses, 3-5.
我们来看第三节到第五节。
And Jesus tells us, under what circumstances can I speak to somebody else about what I see is wrong with them?
耶稣非常的了解到我们的立场和我们的想法，所以耶稣之后又在讲到说，到底在什么样的情况之下，我们可以去纠正别人。
So let's read verses 3-5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then when you see clearly to remove, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以耶稣就接着讲到在第三节，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Did you ever wonder something? How did Jesus know that I have this plank in my eye?
你有没有想过，耶稣怎么会知道我的眼中有这样子的一个梁木呢？
I remember it was now probably a couple years ago.
记得差不多两年以前。
I had given a new test to a seminary class, a test I hadn't used before.
就是神学院呢要求我教一门课是我以前没有教过的。
And so I had given a test that I'd never tried before, and I didn't think it was a very good test.
他讲的考试哈，不是课，就是他要有个考试。但是呢，我自己认为那个考试呢，我写的不是很好。
But a student, after he took the test, approached me.
那就考完试之后呢，有一个学生呢，拿着考试卷呢，就来跟我说了。
And he was furious.
他很生气。
And I'm sure he was in a bad mood. He was very emotional.
他很生气呢，他来跟我讲的时候，态度呢是很激动的，也很情绪化。
And he exploded and said he used to be a teacher and he knows how to give a test and that's not a good test. And he went on and on and I'm standing.
那他跟我讲呢，他以前也是做老师的，他知道我这个考试卷写的不好，所以他就开始讲他以前是怎么做。
Now think about this question.
那我要你想想看他的表达。
Think about this question. What did he expect me to respond as he was yelling and complaining?
那你想想看，当他这样子对我，这样子说的时候，我让你想这个问题，你觉得我应该要怎么样回应他呢？我应该什么样正确的态度来回应他？
Now, the test, I didn't think was that good, and the test was a problem. I had to agree with him there.
其实他讲的时候，我心里面确实，我也承认，我这个考试呢，并不是写得很好啊，并不是很好的考试，我承认。
But do you see when he comes to me with that attitude of judgment and condemnation? Do you see that he's carrying a huge plank in front of his own eye?
但是他用那样子的态度来对我说的时候，那样子的批评，那样子的论断，当着我的面的时候。他的那个时候，他的眼中就有一个大
梁木。How does Jesus know I have this plank in my eye? If I am criticizing and judging other people, that is my plank, and I have to remove that.
所以，到底耶稣怎么知道我眼中有梁木呢？就是当我们有这种批评跟论断的态度的时候，那个时候就是我眼中有梁木的时候，我必须要把这个梁木移开。
Put aside your plank.Then you can see clearly. Put aside condemnation. Put aside judgment. Put aside that attitude. Put that aside. Then go and talk to someone.
耶稣就是告诉我们，把眼中的梁木给他挪开以后，我们才去跟对方来说。
But again...There are times it seems that we need to correct people.
可是有的时候我们还是应该是要去纠正别人，批评别人。
I think of one of the places I don't like to go. One of the places that always makes me nervous. Maybe you too is to go and to see the dentist.
也许我用一个例子，也许你跟我都同样的感受。我们常常不喜欢做的一件事情就是不太喜欢看我们的牙科医生。
And I'm thinking of somebody who maybe hasn't been to a dentist for maybe 5 or even 10 years.
特别是对那些好久不去看医生的，看牙科医生的人，也许已经超过三四年、五年了。
And I'm wondering, how would you feel about a dentist who acted this way?
那你就在想说，你要去看这牙科医生，你希望他对你是一个什么样的态度？
He looks in your mouth and he sees 3 holes and 4 cavities and all these problems going on, and he looks at you and says, "Oh, you lazy, disgusting pig! What is wrong with you?"
那你希不希望你去看你的牙科医生的时候呢？他看到你就牙齿就是都是蛀牙的时候，你希望他怎么说？你希望他骂你说你真是个懒猪，你没有好好照顾你的牙齿吗？
What is the way? What is the approach the dentist would take?
你想想看，一个专业的医生，他是一个什么样的态度？
He would say, "Friend, I'm looking in your mouth, and we have a problem."
这个牙科医生应该讲说。朋友，我看到你的牙齿，我觉得你这边有一些问题啊。
And we're going to have to start and take a new approach to health for your teeth.
所以牙科医生可能就是要教导你哈，应该怎么样好好照顾你的牙齿，用一个怎么样的新的方法是你以前没有做的哈，来照顾你的牙齿。
Isn't that the dentist you want?
这样子牙科医生的这种态度不是你想要的吗？
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
所以你要怎么待人，就是你希望你自己怎么被对待，你就这么去对待人。
C.S. Lewis points out that the people we judge most severely, or the people that we're most cruel to, are often not people we don't know well. Often it's our own family, our own spouse, our own children.
在英国有一个很有名的一个神学家叫鲁易斯哈，他就讲过这么一句话，我们常常呢就是不会去善待哈，就是我们常常这个态度哈，对我们就是认识的人哈，往往是最苛刻的哈，往往不是那些我们不认识的人，是譬如说家里的最亲近的人，像你的配偶或者你的孩子。
He notes that a lot of parents are more civil, are more polite to the friends of their children, and then very rude, very cruel, very judgmental of their own children.
这个英国的神学家他的观察呢，哈，就是说，这些父母常常是对他朋友的孩子呢是很礼貌的、很客气的，但是往往对他自己的孩子呢却是很粗鲁的。
The question is this: when we treat our children that way, when we're judgmental, how do we expect them to respond?
问题就是在这里，当我们用这样一个粗鲁的态度对我们的孩子的话，你希望你的孩子怎么样的这个回应你呢？
Well, I guess what I hope is they say, "Dad, you're right. I can't believe I've had this problem. Dad, starting now,This is how I'm going to live my life. You're brilliant. Thank you.
我们最希望我们的孩子经过我们骂他一顿以后，他反过来说，那个爸爸或妈妈，你讲的真的对。从今以后，我要改邪归正，我一定要好好的做人。
That just actually, if we had a child, or if you know anybody that is so mature spiritually that they can respond to your condemnation in that way, let me suggest to you, you have no right to go.Criticizing and condemning them because they are a spiritual giant and they are able to stand and say, "Brother, thank you, thank you, thank you." And we have no right to speak to them. How do people normally respond?
我想要让你看到，就是说，当你是用这种批评、论断、粗鲁的态度去只纠正别人、批评别人的时候呢，如果那个人反过来是一个很好的态度呢，告诉你承认他的错误的话，我告诉你，你所批评的这个对象呢，他是一个属灵的伟人，他根本不需要你的纠正。
Verse 2 tells us, "The way you judge, it'll be judged. The way you measure others, it'll be measured to you." Your child, when we treat them that way, they'll turn around to mom and dad, and they'll treat them that way right back. And how do we respond? We turn around and do the same thing. Do you see the vicious cycle? Children and parents, back, forth, building this animosity and this tension and this pressure in our house.
但是我们常常在家里面看到呢，当那个父母亲呢不断的去讲他的孩子，批评他的孩子的时候，他的孩子反过来呢去咬他的父母，去不理他的父母，甚至于去批评哈他的父母，以至于在家庭当中，我们看到那个恶性循环就一直下去。
And it is heartbreaking to see that.
所以结果呢，我们就看到很多的家庭悲剧。
Parents, children, husbands.And wives, we often treat each other more cruelly than we teach, or than the way we treat people we don't know.
所以我们就看到在家庭当中的这种很亲密的关系呢，往往呢变成是一个好像是一个敌人的关系哈，就是比这个变成我们很粗鲁的彼此的对待。
Jesus calls on us to be different.
耶稣要我们过一个天国式的生活。
Do you? This is what makes when I think about this, it's so simple. Let me ask this question. It's so simple.
我要来问这个问题是很简单的。
Do you think you could live a happy life from now, from today? Do you think you could live a happy life if never again you criticize and condemn somebody else?
我要问你一个问题了。你就是假设想想你自己。如果你从今天开始，你不再去批评别人跟论断别人，你会不会过得更快乐一点
？What do we gain from criticism, condemnation?
到底我们去批评别人、去论断别人，我们能够得到什么
？I was born and raised in Chicago.
我是在芝加哥出生长大。
And to learn Mandarin, I went to Taipei and lived in Taipei many years. That's where we met and married.
那我是到了台湾台北去学中文，然后在台北那边认识我的太太，我们在那边结婚。
And my point now isn't to give my background. My point now is to say that in Chicago and in Taipei, one thing that they have in common is a lot of mosquitoes.
我不是要讲我的背景，而是我要告诉你们，我芝加哥到了台湾有一个共同点，就是两边都有很多的蚊子。
And I wonder what good.Do mosquitoes do anybody?
我常在想，神为什么要创造蚊子？蚊子到底对人有什么好处
？And then I thought, well, I don't know. Is there a food chain or something? And something mosquitoes eat something, and something eats mosquitoes, and I eat some. Or you know, maybe there's some use for them. I don't know.
是不是有什么样的事情我不知道？比如说食物链有什么蚊子会吃的，或什么会吃蚊子的这些事情我不知道的，所以他们必须要存在。
But then I came to Southern California, and there were no mosquitoes. It is like heaven on earth here, and our whole family just loves it.
那后来几年前，我们从芝加哥搬到这个 LA 的时候呢，我就发觉这里没有蚊子，我就发觉到这里像天堂一样。
And with no mosquitoes, I am a happy person.
只要没有蚊子，我就很快乐。
And so I wonder if I were to give up judgment and condemnation, what would I lose?
所以我就回来想说，假设我放弃了批评跟论断，那我到底失去了什么呢
？God wants us to be kingdom people, and He calls on us. Jesus calls on us. Give those things up. They don't work. They don't help. All they do is cause other people to turn back against us.
耶稣为什么要讲这篇道？他是叫呼召我们每一个信徒要过一个天国式的生活，让我们要放弃那对我们没有好处的批评跟论断。
Jesus sees that not only do we use condemnation and judgment to manipulate other people, he sees something else that he's going to talk about next.
他知道，耶稣知道我们的人性，我们常常喜欢用批评跟论断呢去掌控别人。
And when we try to manipulate people, we use another strategy. I have it here called titled casting pearls.
那我们去怎么去控制别人、掌控别人呢？这个耶稣呢，他用一个这边讲的就是把那个丢珍珠啊，这个字眼。
And what I want to say in a moment is that what we often do is we often nag and we rag people over and over again.
我们用什么样的方式呢？来去控制别人呢？就是我们不断的啰嗦，不断的去讲啊，来去控制别人。
And I think we often misunderstand this verse. So let's take a moment to think about the verse, and I'll explain how I get that.
所以我们要来看到耶稣之后讲的这个丢珍珠呢，我们要来看到常常我们对这一段经文有一些误解。
Do not give Dogs, what is sacred, do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces.
第六节，不要把圣物给狗， 也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
And I think we often interpret this to mean that there are some sort of people that are unworthy of us to give them something precious. Sometimes we might even think they're unworthy of giving them a Bible, or even they're unworthy of giving them the gospel.
有的时候呢，或者以前我们看到这一段经文的时候，我们会以为，我们也会想到说，也许在世上有一些人是不配听到福音的，我们不配把这个福音，把这个圣经来给他。
But think about that. That really doesn't harmonize, doesn't go with the rest of the gospel. It doesn't go with Jesus' teaching.
想想看，这样的想法，这样的解经，其实跟耶稣其他的讲法是，就是不符合的。
Jesus came to the sick. Jesus came to sinners. That's why he came.
耶稣来到世上就是为了罪人，他的目的就是为罪人。
So let's look at the verse again.
所以我们再来看看这个经文。
Maybe the problem is with the pearl.
也许问这个问题啊，不是在这个珠，而是这个珍珠。
What would be wrong with the pearl? The pearl is valuable.
好，我们来看这个珍珠。珍珠呢，它是很有价值的。
Maybe the problem, though, even though the pearl is valuable, maybe the problem is that the pearl is of no use to the pig.
所以我们知道珍珠是很有价值的，但是这个很有价值的珍珠对猪来讲是没有价值的。
I did not grow up on a farm, so I can't promise that this is true.
我从来没有在农村长大，所以我用这个比喻可能不见得是正确的。
But what I understand is if you in fact were to throw a pearl to a pig, what the pig would do is eat it.
那假设你是养猪的，我就是这么想象了。如果你把珍珠来喂这个猪的话，那他会怎么做？他就是把珍珠吃下去。
And the problem isn't that the pearl has no value. The problem is the pearl has no value to the pig. The pig wants food, and if you feed it the pearl, it has no food value.
所以问题不是在这个珍珠，这个猪哈吃珍珠，是珍珠是很有价值的，但是这个有价值的珍珠对猪呢，它只是想要吃。对他来讲就一点价值都没有。
And in the same way, or well, let me finish that thought. If you keep throwing the pearls to the pig, and the pig keeps eating the pearls, what will eventually happen?
Okay, 你就这么想象，如果你一直丢珍珠给这个猪，一直给这个猪吃，然后猪就一直吃着珍珠，那你想结果是怎么样？
The pig will never be satisfied, and eventually, the pig will be enraged, and the pig will turn around and eat you because at least you're edible, right?
那就是这个猪会一直吃那个珍珠，但是呢，一直没有办法被喂饱，它没有办法消化，所以到最后结果怎么样？它可能反过来吃你，因为你是可以吃的。
And in the same way, if you were to throw a Bible to a dog, the dog can't eat that. Eventually, the dog will just throw it back.
所以同样的，你把那个圣经神的话丢给那个狗的话，狗没有办法吃，狗反过来咬你。
And so the application for us then.
所以呢，在这一段这两个经文呢，到底它的应用在哪里？
We see people have needs. We see people are making mistakes.
我们看到人是有需要，我们看到人确实会犯一些错误。
And we want to help them, but we often use manipulation. We often use nagging. We often use our good ideas, our pearls, our good things, but we throw them at people when they're not ready to consume it.
所以当我们看到人呢，有这个需要，还有呢，他需要被纠正的时候呢，我们往往呢，就是我们的态度就变成是不断的啰嗦，把一些好的东西、正确的道理不断的塞给他、教他这样子的一个态度。
Think of our children.
想想看我们的孩子。
Our children do need to stop playing with the computer. Our children do need to do their homework. Our children do need to eat their vegetables. Our children do need to do those things. That's true.
我们看到我们的孩子确实他不应该那么一直打电脑，确实他应该多吃蔬菜水果。确实他应该好好的用功，确实应该他应该做什么事情，我们知道这些都是真的。
But if I keep nagging, if I just keep throwing these good things at them, what do I expect?
但是呢，我们不断的啰嗦，我们一直不断的把正确的道理教他，不断的丢给他的时候，你想你得到的是什么呢？
Are our children mature enough to say thank you? Eventually, they're going to turn around and they're going to trample us.
我们的孩子是不是够成熟的，可以过来跟你说谢谢，还是他会反过来咬你？
The example of the children is more simple. What about the example of couples?
那当然对孩子这个是比较我们比较容易了解的，但是配偶夫妻之间的关系是怎么样？
When we see that our spouse has something that needs correction and we nag and we push and they turn around and they fight back and push back and push back, is that not the picture of too many of our families, of too many of our marriages?
所以我们看到在家庭里面夫妻的那个纷争呢往往也是这样子，一方认为他是对的，所以他就不断的啰嗦，不断的讲对方，然后另外一方呢也就反过来就是这样子夫妻之间 的那个冲突就产生了。
And Jesus in these first six verses paints a desperate picture. He paints this picture of people biting and biting back, fighting, pushing and pushing and pushing back, condemnation, judgment, nagging, back and forth in this negative spiral.
所以我们看到在那个耶稣在马太福音第七章的一到六节呢，他就是让我们看清楚人跟人之间的关系会有这样子的一个现象彼此之间的彼此之间的这样子的攻击的情况，他让我们看到这个事实。
But praise the Lord, he offers an alternative way.
但是虽然这些都让我们看起来好像都不是很好的，但是感谢主哈，他让我们知道我们有用不同的方法可以来怎么样去
He wants to describe to us the texture of true love of agape within the kingdom of God. How can we make this picture different?
耶稣要我们知道，我们真的是可以改变这个情况。我们怎么样用天国式的爱来改变这个情况
？Our children should do their homework. Our children should eat their vegetables. Our spouse does need to see this problem that they have. How can we approach them? How can we help them?
当我们看到我们的孩子确实需要被纠正，他确实需要改正的时候，当我们看到我们的配偶确实需要被讲的时候，到底我们应该怎么做
？Doesn't love demand that we do or say something?
我们因为爱他的缘故，我们是应该说一些事情。
So how do we do it?
但是我们应该怎么做
？And so Jesus tells us first, put aside condemnation, put aside judgment, put aside nagging. Now let me show you a better way.
所以在这里，耶稣就是告诉我们，你首先要把你的良木，就是把那个批评、论断。这个啰嗦的这个态度呢，就是放下来。
And it's so simple. Point A here is it's a humble request.
第一个呢，我们来看到的就是第七节，你要有很谦卑的祈求，谦卑的态度。
I come to the person I love, and I ask them, "Will you consider this? Will you look at this? Can we do better?"
所以这个谦卑的态度就是我们带着这样子一个态度来到我们所爱的人的面前，然后谦卑的请求他，你可不可以这样子做
？That's the healing dynamic within the kingdom of God.
这样的态度本身就带有一个医治。
As we stand in the kingdom, we approach one another with a humble attitude and make the request.
所以天国式的态度生活就是我们要有个谦卑的态度。
This is so powerful.
这样的谦卑态度其实是很带有能力的。
Think about when we use judgment, condemnation, nagging, what we're doing is we're driving people apart.
当我们用批评跟论断，其实我们是让人跟人之间的关系越来越远。
But as we come with a humble request, we're pulling people closer together.
但是我们用一个谦卑的祈求，谦卑的态度是我们把人跟人之间的关系越拉越近。
Listen to these verses.Notice that we often think of these verses as referring to prayer, but I want to suggest these verses are telling us to make the humble request to each other, and in a moment, we'll talk about prayer to God.
常常我们在看到第七节的时候，这个祈求我们就认为是跟神祷告，但是呢，我们要先来看的这一节经文呢，其实我们要看的是人跟人之间的关系，但是等一下我们也会看到怎么跟神祷告。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见。叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
And I pray as we come to our children, as we come to our spouse, as we come to one another, we come with a pure heart and a pure attitude.
所以我的祷告就是，当我到我的配偶或者我的孩子面前，我们是带着一个清洁的心，是一个谦卑的态度。
I hope we'll take the attitude of Matthew 10, verse 16, where he talks about we should be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. I think both parts of those are relevant.
另外一个经文呢，耶稣讲过了，就是在马太福音十章的十六节，耶稣有讲到，你们要灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子，就是耶稣要我们的态度。
And I think what we want to think about when we come to somebody with our humble request, we want to be shrewd and smart. What is the right time to come?
所以耶稣要我们的态度是要有谦卑的态度，那也要能够灵巧像蛇。那到底是怎么样是一个灵巧像蛇呢？
You ever watch the animal kingdom programs on television?
有没有在那个电视上看过像那个自然科学的这一类的影片？
And when you watch a hunt, for instance, if you watch a snake hunting, what do you see?
你没有看过这个他们观察那个蛇怎么样去猎物，你看到的是什么？
You would never see the snake with a prey or a rabbit or something 100 yards away, and the snake just starts wildly chasing after it. You would never see that.
当你看到这个蛇，当它看到一个猎物，譬如说一只兔子的时候，在不远的地方，你看到的是蛇是不是就很快的冲过去要抓那只兔子呢？
What do you see? You see the snake. He sits quiet and waits, patience, and at the exact right moment, it strikes.
你要看到那个蛇，它怎么样去抓那个猎物的时候，它是很有耐心的。他花了很多时间慢慢的静悄悄的来接近这个猎物，等到到的时间的时候，他就一口就抓住了他的猎物。
That's the wisdom I think we need with the humble request.
这就是一种智慧，耶稣要我们要有的，要有这样的一个谦卑的态度，要有耐心的等候。
If I see something wrong with my spouse, if I see something with my wife that needs correction,
所以当我看到我的配偶
I shouldn't wait for the day that I missed lunch and I'm home late for dinner.
那我就要抓住好的时机，而不是等到说有一天他没有吃中饭，非常疲累的回家。
And I'm in a terrible mood. I walk into the house and I start to begin to tell her what's wrong with her, and she then goes into this long thing. The kids did that. The house is broken. The repairman was late, and on and on.That's not the time for me to say, well, let me tell you what's wrong with you. It's worse than you think.
当你想要讲什么，你不要等到你自己那个身心灵最糟糕的时候，譬如说你一天中午没有吃饭，然后呢，你工作一整天很累的回家的时候呢，你一进门就听到你太太呢，在抱怨你，她的抱怨我们的孩子的时候，在那个时候你就开始两个就你就开始骂你太太说，其实你才是真正的问题。
What should we do?
那到底我们要用什么时机？我们该怎么做
？When would you want your spouse to approach you with something？
到底你希望你的配偶在什么时候来跟你说实话
？Let's wait until there's a quiet time, a time where we're both feeling well.
我们应该找一个比较安静的时间，就是我们两个是情绪比较稳定的哈，比较安静的时间。
Let's wait for the appropriate moment and then say, you know, there's something we could talk about. There's something we could pray together about.
就是比较安静，我们彼此都能够听的时候，我们就可以来真正的说一些话。也许有一些事情，我们要可以一起祷告哈，注意这样的事情。
Isn't that how you would want to be approached?
这样不是很好吗？这样不是你希望被对待的时候吗？方式吗
？And I think the second part is critical.
第二步是很重要的。
As we are truly, sincerely honest, this is something we must.Say, I'm not manipulating, I'm not trying to get something for myself, but sincere like a dove, this is something that must be said.
刚刚耶稣讲的我们要灵巧像蛇，还有他讲要寻良像鸽子，这个也很重要，我们必须真的是要有一个谦卑，而且是一个真实的一个心态哈，来跟我们的配偶或跟我们所爱的人讲真实话。
So you say, well, that's great.
都是好，我们可以做到这样的事情。
But what happens when my spouse doesn't change, or my child doesn't change after I've made my humble request?
那你说好，我就按照这样的方式来做，可是结果却不如我所想象的。我的配偶也没变，我的孩子也没变，那怎么办
？Jesus is way ahead of you.
耶稣也知道你的问题。
Look at the next part of this prayer, the humble request. Here I think we're turning now toward God.
所以刚刚我们讲到是说，我们应该对人跟人之间应该有的态度。
So I've made my humble request.
所以现在我们要转向神了。
And maybe I've made my request, and maybe the person's not ready to hear it. The person's not ready to change.
也许呢，我是真的是很尽我的能力呢去跟这个人说了，但是这个人呢，也许他还没有这个还没有办法改变的时候。
What I think we can do then is we take a step back. We give the person space. And where do we turn? We turn to God and we pray to God.
万一对方还是没有办法听进去的时候，我怎么办呢？我就是往后退一步，给这个人呢一些时间，一些空间。这个时候呢，我就在向神祷告了。
I see my son, I see my daughter. They have to understand what they're doing is destructive. They have to understand that's not right. But Lord, I've talked to them and they're not ready. Lord, please have mercy on me. Lord, please have mercy on my child. Do you see something beautiful has happened?
所以当这个时候，你反过来呢，跟神祷告，跟神祷告说，主啊。我真的是看到我的配偶或我的孩子哪些方面需要改变，而且他们在做的事情是对他们是有坏处的，是会伤害他们的。这个时候你就跟神祷告。
Judgment, condemning, nagging drove us apart. The humble request pulls us together, and here we see ourselves drawing God into this relationship, texture of agape within the kingdom.
所以我们就是在这里看到天国式的爱呢。是把我们跟人跟人之间的距离是越拉越近的一个谦卑的态度，但是批评论断的方式其实让我们人跟人之间是越来越远。
And God delights in our prayers, and God delights to answer our prayers.
你知道，当我们这样跟神祷告的时候，神是很喜悦的，他是乐意回应、回答，且回应我们的祷告。
Verse 9 and 10, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake?
第九节，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢
？God delights in answering our prayers, and that's what He's waiting for.
神很愿意的垂听、回应我们的祷告。
And then verse 11.
第十一节，
你们。If you then Though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
十一节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
And I think God will delight in our prayer, and God will hear our prayer, and God will answer our prayer.
神喜悦我们的祷告，而且神也会成就我们的祷告。
So I make my humble request. If they're not ready, I step back. I draw God into the relationship. I pray, and I wait. I pray, and I wait. Maybe I wait a day. Maybe I wait a week. Maybe I wait 2 years. But I wait for the appropriate time. And when it's right, that's when I try again the humble request.
所以我们就学习像那个蛇是很有耐心的等待，所以我们就等。如果今天时间没有到，我们就继续等下个月。如果下个月时间还没有到，就等明年。我们等到了时间，我们再尝试看看。
And this is the beauty of agape love, the beauty, the texture of relationships within the kingdom of God.
所以这样子一个天国式的人跟人之间的关系是很美的。
And so therefore, as we look at the final verse, where it starts with therefore, or so, because of these verses, it then says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you.
所以当耶稣讲完这一篇道理以后，在第十二节他做一个结尾，所以他做一个结论，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Let me finish with this question.
我最后问你一个问题。
What would you give up? What would you have to give up if you were to take seriously what Jesus is teaching us in these verses?
我要问你一个问题，就是说，当今天你看到这个马太福音七章耶稣的教训、他的教导的时候， 你要怎么去很严肃的来看待这个耶稣的教导，怎么应用在你的身上。
But what would you give up? What would you lose? You'd give up condemnation. You'd give up judging. You'd give up nagging.
当你看到耶稣的教导的时候，他要你放弃批评，放弃论断，你到底你会失去什么？
And what would you gain?
那你会得到什么？
I pray we'll think about this. I pray you'll take this home and continue to pray and ask God to help us.
对，希望我们今天回去的时候继续想这些经文，到底如果你能够活出耶稣的这个教训的时候，到底你能够得到什么？你会失去什么？
This describes the texture of life within the kingdom.
当时我们真的是能够尝尝属天的滋味。
And my prayer is the next time we want to criticize or judge our children, our spouse, a brother or sister in the church, one of the church leaders, before we do that, stop. Stop.
所以下次当你真的忽然有这个冲动想要去批评也许你的配偶、你的孩子、你的家人甚至于教会的人的时候，我劝告你先停下来。
First,Do I have a log in my own eye? Can I stop that condemnation? Can I stop the judging? Can I stop the nagging? Can I take that aside?
你就根据这个马太福音第七章讲的，首先你先问问看你自己，在你的眼中有没有那个大梁木，先把你的梁木挪开。
And then I ask myself, is now the time?Is this appropriate, or will there be another time that I can bring this matter up?
然后你再问问，如果要说这个时候说，是不是最好的，还是要等候，等待一个最好的时机来说？
And ask myself, are my intentions pure? Am I like a dove? Do I really intend to use these words to help, to love this person, or am I looking to manipulate, to do something for myself?
然后你再去自省一下你的动机，你是不是真的像寻粮像鸽子，也就是像鸽子一样的这样子有清洁的心，你要所说的是为对方的好处，而不是满足我自己的批评的欲望。
Let us treat other people the way we wish they would treat us.
我们愿意人怎样待我们，我们也怎么样待人。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we confess we so often condemn, criticize, nag.
主耶稣，我们真的承认，我们真是常常的会去批评、去论断、去啰嗦别人。
Lord, we know we do it most in our family, with our children, with our spouses, with our parents.
我也看到我常常是对我的配偶、对我的孩子、对我的家人，甚至于对我的父母，有这样子的态度。
And Lord, we also confess we often do that with brothers and sisters within the church. We do that at work, at school. We do that in so many of our relationships.
甚至于在其他的人际关系，就在教会、在工作、在学校，我们也往往这样子对待别人。
Lord, we pray that you would forgive us.
主，我祷告，求你赦免我的罪。
Lord, we pray that the blood of Christ again this morning would forgive us for our sin.
在今天早晨，主，愿主耶稣的宝血来洗净我，赦免我。
And now, Lord, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to help change us, to choose the alternative way.
求圣灵也给我力量，让我能够活出来，让我能够学会用天国的方式。
Lord, help me come before people with a humble request.
帮助我用一个谦卑的态度来对人。
And a willingness to pray for them and for your Holy Spirit to work in their heart and life.
而且愿意的为对方来祷告，让圣灵来在他们的生命当中做改变。
Lord, we pray that we could learn from our Lord Jesus to live.Like Jesus and be Christ-like.
主啊，求你帮助我，让我能够活得像耶稣。
We pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.